Welcome back to it. All right, so I want to go into this a little bit more in detail. Coming up on Monday, the 20th of January in Virginia, there are going to be pro-gun rallies going on there. They're actually going to be going on around the country as well. Here in Michigan, I'm going to be at one at the state capitol in Lansing. But in front of this, we're told now in news breaking today that Governor Ralph Northam is going to declare a temporary emergency banning all weapons from Capitol grounds, all weapons. Declaring a temporary emergency banning all weapons, including guns, from the Capitol Square ahead of this massive rally planned next week over gun rights. That should, of course, get people to stay home. That, according to state officials who were briefed in the plans, not authorized to speak publicly about it, so says the local TV station WTKR out of Virginia. One official says the Democratic governor plans to announce the plans at a news conference later today, Wednesday, because of credible threats of potential violence and extremism, which, of course, is nonsense and made up. When have you ever heard of an outbreak of violence at a gun rally? You don't. Concealed weapons carriers and so forth don't do that. The planned announcement comes days after lawmakers voted to ban firearms at the Capitol altogether, saying the move was needed to protect public safety because gun-free zones have been so effective in promoting public safety, of course. What an absolute joke. All right, so if you missed it last night, the Democrat debate, and of course you missed it because who would watch that unless you were forced to or you were unable to get to the remote. If you couldn't reach the remote, potentially, but that would be about it. So here we are at the debate last night, and I'm going to play for you. It's better for you folks on streaming. You can see this first part, but on CNN, they were going over this as well. Elizabeth Warren walks up to Bernie Sanders at the conclusion of the debate, and Bernie Sanders extends his hand to shake Elizabeth Warren's hand, and she pulls her hand back, doesn't shake his hand. They get in a terse conversation. I wish we could hear what was being said. They get in this terse back and forth, and Bernie just shrugs his shoulders, being Bernie, says, "Ugh," and he walks away from her, leaves her there. So the two progressives of the race, the two socialists, the two commies, are having trouble at the commune. You know, the lady in the teepee not pleased with the guy that got kicked out of the commune for being too lazy. But I want to share this with you. It's Bite 8. Bite 8, they're talking about it. Bite 8 with Liz refusing to shake Bernie's hand. First, you'll hear the sound back and forth. Then CNN will pick up the conversation. Bite 8, go.
This occurred.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
This is not warm and cuddly.
No. Well, poor Tom Steyer. standing there. It seems to me that, first of all, they didn't shake hands.
Right.
She clearly had a point she wanted to make. She had a point she wanted to make tonight, which was about gender. And people in Iowa, all around the state, and of course all around the country, are saying, can a woman beat Donald Trump? But it seems to me that they didn't resolve what was said at their meeting. And she wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
And you can see that. And clearly she didn't want to do it during the debate, but after the debate.
Well, she should have done it during the debate.
Well, she didn't do it during the debate. She tried to do it after the debate, and it was a bit of a, well, it was a great moment. It's gone viral. So there you go. It's gone viral. Meanwhile, Van Jones, his heart is broken. His heart's broken. He doesn't see anybody on the stage that can win for the Democrats. No kidding, Van. I'm shocked to hear that. I'm stunned. I'm floored. Van Jones, of course, the far left radical who's been mainstreamed by CNN, the DNC's, you know, go-to network. He's dispirited, he is, apparently, after what he saw last night. It breaks my heart just to hear it. But it's Bite 7. Let's see if I can struggle through. Bite 7. Go.
But that was, as a progressive, to see those two have that level of vitriol was very dispiriting. And I want to say that tonight, for me, was dispiriting. The Democrats are going to have to do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing I saw tonight that would be able to take Donald Trump out, and I want to see a Democrat in the White House as soon as possible. There was nothing tonight that, if you're looking at this thing, you say any of these people are prepared for what Donald Trump is going to do to us, and to see further division tonight is very dispiriting.
I kind of enjoyed it, Van. I don't know what your problem is. And I'd have gotten more popcorn if that was going to go on more. Maybe Bernie and Liz will arm wrestle next time around. Wouldn't that be fun? Meanwhile, Joe Biden is the front runner nationally. Bernie Sanders winning in Iowa. Well, depending on whether his gulag-loving followers can make a difference and damage him in some way. But right now, he is the front runner. Nationally, of course, it's Joe Biden. Joe Biden needs to get out there, roll up his sleeves, and make something happen. But what did CNN think about Joe Biden's performance last night in Des Moines, 19 days now away from the votes being cast in the Iowa caucuses? Well, here's what CNN had to say about Joe Biden last night. It's bite number nine from CNN. Bite nine. Go.
I thought Biden had a terrible debate. This is a moment when he has come into this debate saying that he is the one who can take on Donald Trump, that he is steady and strong. He's seen none of those things in that debate, certainly not through the whole way through. His closing statement was good, but many people, I think, watching this debate may not have watched it all the way through to see his strongest moment.
Biden had a terrible debate. Well, that's uplifting. Attaboy, Joe. Do you know where we are, Joe? Take your medicine. By the way, speaking of not knowing what's going to go on in the impeachment process, just for sport, Joe Biden could get called. Hunter Biden could get called. That's the problem. That's the problem with the Democrats pushing the issue of we've got to have witnesses. Great. Let's have witnesses. Game on. Let's have Joe Biden out there. And think about this. If Joe Biden can't do well against this field, how do you think Joe Biden is going to be in a debate against Donald Trump when Trump's just hammering him, and Joe can't keep his facts straight because he gets confused, and there's nobody there at that point to save him, except, of course, the moderators that may step in as a referee position and blow the whistle. Heading toward the back end of hour number two here, so much more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday on the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.